And it's been a while since we've talked about the digital cryptocurrency Bitcoin, but it is back in the news this week for two reasons. One, Time Inc. announced it will begin accepting Bitcoin as a way of paying for subscriptions. And two, Russia's collapsing ruble is causing some to suggest Bitcoin as a more stable currency alternative for Russians. Christopher Vecchio is currency analyst for Daily FX, which looks at global financial markets, and joins us from New York. Chris, before we go any further, since it has been a while, remind us what Bitcoin is.
So Bitcoin is a digital or cryptocurrency that allows for peer-to-peer transactions without an authorized intermediary. So you can have anonymous payments sent to one individual business or another.
And we should note that both the ruble and Bitcoin are being named as the worst investments of 2014. Bitcoin is down substantially from where it was at the start of the year. What's behind that drop and where is it right now?
That's absolutely correct. Those are two of the worst performing currencies, if you will, in this year. And the problems have a lot to do with just the perception that was misaligned going into this year about both of these. You have a lot of fear about the U.S. dollar declining in value or use outside of the developed world, and clearly that's not the case. The dollar has been the top performing major currency of all of 2014. And then you have a lot of regulations and government entities coming down on Bitcoin, which was really the big fear that we expressed the last time we spoke over a year ago. China is prohibiting banks from clearing Bitcoin-related transactions. Ukraine has banned Bitcoin altogether, fear of capital flight. In Russia, they're considering fining users to deter usage. And here, even in New York, they're trying to force companies to obtain licenses and verify IDs of their users. So right now, you have a lot of pushback against some of the major libertarian appeal for Bitcoin itself.
Well, what about the news then that we got this week from Time Inc. that they're going to start accepting Bitcoin for subscriptions?
Well, if we can use Overstock.com as a template, then I think Time's going to be pretty disappointed. Earlier this year, CEO Patrick Byrne indicated that Overstock would be taking Bitcoin as payment. And after 2 months of having Bitcoin as an accepted medium of transaction, they saw that there was $1 million in sales. Well, it was just this past week that we saw that Overstock announced only $3 million in Bitcoin-related sales this year. And so then we consider the fact that after 2 months, there were $1 million in sales. And for the rest of the last 10 months this year, we only generated another $2 million on top of that. That's a pretty substantial rate of decline in new users coming to this market. So if anything, Time might see a bounce at the beginning. But as of it stands right now, I don't think this would be a long-lasting ploy for revenue.
But that, of course, is something that you can also use dollars for. And as you say, dollars are doing well right now. What about this idea in Russia that with the ruble collapsing, people may decide, I'll just use Bitcoin instead?
It's certainly possible. And the photos of consumers lining up at stores to purchase, you know, ovens, other appliances as a store of value speaks to the fact that there is legitimate concern over what's going on with Russia right now and the ruble. And to this end, you know, it's only a matter of time then if the ruble depreciation gathers pace that the government steps in to prevent measures like this. So if anything, Russians are more likely to flee to the harder currencies like gold or silver, something a little bit more transferable and not with this digital fingerprint on it that might tie them to something the government would explicitly track down and come after.
Christopher, you sound relatively bearish this time on Bitcoin. Do you think it's here to stay or do you think it's going to just eventually fade away and die?
Well, I don't think this is the first or last iteration of a cryptocurrency. You know, the underpinning of the technology here is really what is the driving force to like about Bitcoin. And as we've seen, a number of other micro cryptocurrencies have popped up over the past year, emulating some of the better aspects of Bitcoin. Not so much the anonymous perspective, but rather this secure method of transferring value from one user to another. And so that is likely to continue. This is still part of the natural evolution of how consumers have tried to cut out the middleman. With the Fed bank wire, it was $25. And you have Western Union, which costs around 10, PayPal, which is 3%. And Bitcoin's free. So we're moving in this direction towards cheaper financial transactions for consumers anyhow. We're just looking for the next evolution now that Bitcoin seems to be fading into the past. It's a bit of a relic, the beginning stages of the Bitcoin revolution or the digital currency revolution, if you will.
So you're saying there may be just another cryptocurrency that comes along, but you don't think Bitcoin's going to be it?
That would be correct.
Christopher Vecchio, currency analyst for Daily FX. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.